What do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
Core.
Now, we were talking about before about fried pies. What type of fruit do you make using those fried pies? I mean,
you never use apples or peaches either. You have to cook them some, put your sugar in them, you know, and have them, or you can just roll. Of course, I generally roll mine out and use a saucer, you know, they have all the same size, you know, and put it on half and then fold that back over, you see.
Now, is there a name for dried fruit, little pieces of dried fruit? Have you ever heard of a name for them?
No, I was just going to just dried peaches or dried apples.
When they dry, they get all wrinkled up, you'd say they're all...
Swivel.
Yeah.
Swivel.
How about the kind of... Oh, we were talking about these nuts. You were talking about Mr. Tyler might put in his wagon.
Peanuts.
Yeah. Have you ever heard any other name for them besides that?
Yeah, they call. I heard them. They call them goobers.
Goobers,
yeah. Call them goobers.
Now,
we've got a can full of them on the back porch. Here's some parched right here.
Oh, you have some. How about the kind of nut that you would use in a Cairo nut pie?
A pecan, mostly.
Pecans. Now, at Christmas time, sometimes there would be a type of nut sometimes people would use. Now, I don't know that day. I know they don't grow around, but sometimes people would have at Christmas time.
Well, coconut's good in Cairo pie. I assume to have it is to have the pecans.
I had two, I could chew it better.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
But this kind has not good in Cairo pots. It makes them have a different flavor. But any cookies or any kind of.
How about almonds?
Well, we never have too many. I guess they'd be all right. But see, we don't grow nothing like that here.
How would you say that word?
The almonds, and that's what they call?
My sister in California, they really raised them.
And they raised them out there.
But
see, we don't have
got orchards of them.
Now, the kind of fruit that they grow so much of in Florida to make juice out of.
That's oranges, and I guess grapefruit, you know, too.
Grapefruit.
Oranges.
When you were out, if you were out of oranges, you'd say you'd have to go to the store because your oranges were...
Need to get some orange juice.
Or you'd say, you'd say your oranges were...
All gone?
That'd be the expression you could...
You'd say they were... All gone?
All gone, or...
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about cooking again, what would you put in if you were going to make a vegetable soup? What would you put in a vegetable?
Well, I'd put peas, butter, beans, potatoes, tomatoes, and okra. Corn and just everything. My husband likes some beef, you know. Cooked beef, you know, meat in it. I like it better just seasoned with butter and oil myself.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, when you cook greens or something like that, do you get the extra juice? Do you have to?
That's what they call pot liquor.
Yeah. Do you drain your vegetables? Do you?
Well, when I cook enough of greens. Cooked greens I cook for 2 days, and I've got a big aluminum dishpan like this, and I pour boiling water and set it on the cap, and that'll wilt it down. Mm-hmm. Then I take a fork and leave that green. I think it really tastes better. They're not as strong.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in my aromatic cooker
and
cook them about 20 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And if I put bacon in them, I slice it just like you'd go to fry it. And that way it'll be tender.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like to cook all that pot liquor out.
Uh-huh.
When you're with greens.
You don't have to drain it.
Don't have no.